The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, it's a big day because, of course, we're getting closer to the Eagles and Panthers, but that's not really the thing. You know, today the Lions and the Packers tonight, that is a... Wow, is that an important game for the Eagles? So we'll talk a lot about the Birds. They're obviously soaring, but we really want to see them get that one seed. Tonight's game has got big implications for that. Now, the Sixers... Going to step out on the limb here and say they will not get the one seed in the Eastern Conference. I'm just taking a stab at it.
Oh, good.
They lose again last night, again without Joel Embiid, and this time to the freaking Magic. Flyers back at it tonight. All right, all of it with you on your phone lines as well. 215-592-9494. Richard Rich, what's going on, pal?
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hey, pal.
Antarctica is the only continent without reptiles or snakes.
Yeah, a lot of frozen
Makes
tundra
sense.
There. A lot
no
of frozen
reptiles
tundra.
Reptiles or snakes is pretty crazy, though. It's an entire continent. There's no reptiles. There's no snakes. If you're one of those who has some, I don't know, fears.
Go to Antarctica.
Antarctica is the place for you.
I'm just reeling from the fact that you don't think the Sixers can come back from the 13 games back that they already are. They're 13 games back in the one seed.
James, ready for this? I'm actually surprised it's not higher.
I thought about it.
Because they were like 10 out. In like 11 games, they were 10 out or something.
13 back.
Tickets were going for $2.
I know. It's pathetic and sad.
It's both those things.
Because it doesn't, like, on one hand, it kind of makes me happy because I want them to feel the burn and the shame. On the other hand, none of us want this. You know what I mean? Like, you want them to feel it, but you don't want us to feel it. So
we're the collateral damage.
We are.
I know.
No, we really are. All right. So look, we'll get to the Sixers. Obviously, there's some interesting elements there, but it's been a similar thing to the Bynum year. Except it's more important because it's Joel, and it's really got awful implications. So it's on the table, but so too are the Eagles, 215-592-9494. You know, John, one of the things I'd say in the last week or two that has really picked up and was not warranted in October and was, I thought, barely warranted even from a discussion point in November, for at least the bulk of November, is how this team stacks up to the squad from 2 years ago. You know, the Eagles obviously 2 years ago had a historic team. They rampaged through the regular season, just rampaged. They rampaged through the playoffs until the third quarter of the Super Bowl. I mean, they crushed the Giants, they crushed the 49ers, and they were crushing the Chiefs until they didn't hit a brick wall and things fell apart. And it is a worthy...
Until orbit motion.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was the field, it was the flag,
Come
it was
on,
the fumble.
It was those touchdowns, though. But it coincided with
that was part
orbit
of it.
Motion.
That was part of it.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
That scores a touchdown, and then the very next time, it wasn't it the two touchdowns in a row?
It was, but there was the jump off sides, there was the Gainwell got stuffed on third and one.
There was the fumble,
there was
so many things.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's my point. It is a worthy discussion. Has this team, which I can tell you a freaking month ago I didn't think they would be, has this team gotten to that team? Has this team surpassed that team? Like, John, 2024 Eagles, and this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. 2024 Eagles versus 2022 Eagles. Mm-hmm. Now, John, I'm still riding 2022, but I'm hearing more people say 24. Where do you stand, John, with what, how these squads would match up and whether our team this year is actually better than 2 years?
I don't want to put the cart before the horse and say anything blasphemous here.
Okay.
Because I know it's just regular season. I know the 2022 team took it all the way to the grand finale. You know, the biggest game, the one that really matters, and they lost. So I don't want to diminish that. But I think this team's better than 2022's team. I think this 2024 team, led by this rushing attack,
it's a monster.
Led by this defensive wall, and quite honestly, just attitude. The defensive youth and attitude, the youth, the ignorance that comes with it, and the ass kicking that is Jalen Carter and you know, the rest of these young guys. I know that they are supposed to slow down at some point, but then we heard from Nick Sirianni, they've all got individual plans. I was one who hit the rookie wall. I was a rookie who was starting, who was playing, and it blindsided me. But we did not have the 2024 cutting-edge technology where they trace this stuff. They weren't monitoring my every, you know...
Yep.
Whatever.
And we're really talking about two players, because Jalix Hunt, I don't think, plays enough to worry about that too much. It's really, you're talking about Mitchell and DeJean.
But Jalix Hunt is actually another young player who is encouraging me to say, hey, this year, 2024, is going to be the year where it makes us forget about 2022. That's what this year represents.
Look, that would be that would be an incredible thing.
This team has surpassed the 2022 team already in my eyes in terms of consistency because of their ability to lean heavily into the run game and willingness to lean heavily into the run game. And Saquon is the difference maker, obviously, offensively.
Yeah, there's no replication of him back then. It just
offensive
didn't exist.
Line, the fact that we did not lose traction at the center position that so many people felt we would. You know, this is the second year now where we've seen Cam outperform everyone's expectations as a guard first and now as a center.
He's doing great.
He's unbelievable. This guy is an ass kicker like Kelsey, handpicked by Kelsey. It's all paying off, guys. It really is. And every one of these offensive linemen, they're doing special like profiles of them when I'm watching football specials. Look at the fact that the Eagles offensive line, they can do all these crazy things with them because they're so athletic. Well, they're also really well coached. The fact that we pull our center, the fact that we pull both guards, the fact that we pull both tackles, and they are gigantic people. While their athleticism, that balanced with the gigantic size, it's so intimidating. It's so dominant. This offensive line is going to, in conjunction with Saquon's brilliance, it's part of why we are better now than we were in 2024.
Yeah, look, I think Saquon is the clear biggest difference on the positive side for this year. There's
but
nobody.
But think about the defensive attitude also, Joe.
But that
our
was a great day.
Our defense knows how awesome it is. Our defense knows that they can cover anybody. They know that they're going to tackle everybody the first try.
Yeah.
They know that they're going to intimidate people just by the fact that they hit you harder than other defenses hit you. I love that part about us.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think the biggest thing on the defense this year compared to 2022, and I liked Jonathan Gannon. I thought he was pretty good. I thought people were unfair to him and dogged him. But Fangio is way more accomplished.
Yeah.
He's just better.
And in a big game, or not in a big game, he is very likely just better.
I just trust him more.
Yeah.
Like going into the Super Bowl, while I agree with you, I thought Gannon was probably better than he got credit for.
Yep.
We didn't go into into the Super Bowl concerned that Gannon could be an issue.
That's fair.
I have no concerns with Vic Fangio.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair way to frame it. Look, I'm curious where everyone stands this year versus 2 years ago. I mean, let's, and 215-592-9494, know this. 2 years ago, and maybe I went too far, okay? Just Maybe I did. 2 years ago, I said at various points of that season that I thought it was the best Eagles team I had seen. And by the way, a lot of people said that. And obviously the teams that it was in comparison to was the title-winning team 2017, the almost title-winning team of 2004. I was too young for the 80 team, couldn't speak to that before. But really for me, it was 17, it was 22, it was 04, figure out an order. And at a certain point, because of what a machine they were 2 years ago, I mean, they were a machine. I thought, I think this is the best Eagles team I had seen. The 70 sacks 2 years ago was remarkable. However, you do have to take it with a bit of a grain of salt because they played bum quarterback, bum quarterback, bum quarterback, bum quarterback. It was like, it was nuts.
And they were always out in front. We talked about it, but they would get to big leads every single game.
They played differently. Look, Hurts, I think, was better. You guys know where I stand on Jalen. He's better than he was a month ago, but I don't think he's where he was 2 years ago. So that's a big one. I don't think the front four is as good right now as it was 2 years ago. Jalen Carter's the best of the whole group. Front four 2 years ago, front four now. He's probably better than Reddick was, and that's saying something because Reddick was a freaking monster two years ago.
He was a defensive player of the year candidate.
He finished third, yeah. I believe. Yeah, so when I say Jalen Carter I think is better than Reddick, that is going somewhere, okay? But that group I think was a better group. You know, the pass rushers back then, I did believe, you know, you had Fletcher, you had a little bit more, I think. But look, the Saquon thing's a compelling argument,
Joe. Surprising me a little.
They are surprising.
This D-line in the last month has sort of sprung up and bitten me like Cupid. Like the love bug has bitten me with these guys.
John,
they're tough.
Better blitzing linebackers. I mean, Bond is better than T.J. Edwards.
Zach Bond is the craziest hybrid defender I've ever seen. I don't even know what that is.
Let me ask this question then.
15 times over. Let me ask
this. Let me ask this question. Because I mean, I'm almost talking myself into this year. And believe me, I hope through the show to talk myself into this year because that would make me happy. But
Zach
I'm not
Bond
there. No, I know. But here's why I'm not there yet. And I want everyone to just keep it real today and ask yourself this question. At this stage 2 years ago and this stage right now, which team did you have greater confidence in to win the Super Bowl? And for me, it's not even close. Like, I was locked in. Now, look, they didn't do it. So you can say, all right, Joe, well, your horse's ass. You thought it and you were wrong. And I guess that's true. But I can tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I had more confidence 2 years ago in the Eagles than right now. Would you disagree with that, John? Because when you say 2 years ago, you're not always the best on memory. James, would you agree with that? 2 years ago, more confidence, like Eagles, inside track 2 years ago, this year Eagles one of about four squats. Fair?
I do think that's fair. Yes, but
But the schedule contributed to that.
But we also, it's not like
they don't have the one seed right now either.
We also didn't think the Chiefs, like we still knew the Chiefs were around. Yeah. It wasn't like it was the Eagles and this is it. Like we thought they were the best team, but we definitely knew the Chiefs were around. I think it's that we didn't take the Niners as seriously as we take the Lions. I think that's part of it.
So I don't agree with that, but I think the problem is the one seed. They don't have it yet. Mm-hmm. And they may not
get
it.
That's part of it. No, I think that's part of it.
Because they held the one seed the whole season. But the whole time they had the one
seed. Jump.
And that's what's so unique about this time. I do think the way it's all shaping up, it's clear that the Lions are poised to let this slip away. Their injuries, their schedule down the stretch, it is a really tough road for them and sort of a, breeze for us. I hate to say that. I don't want to jinx it.
Right.
It looks so different. Right now, we are strong. The Lions, are weak, and they are struggling to hang on to this.
I wouldn't say weak, but
they're losing their grip.
They're losing some steam. And that's why tonight's game is so fascinating and, of course, very important. All right.
I expect them to lose tonight.
Well, that's great. Where do you stand on this year's Eagles squad versus 2 years ago? Have they passed them? I mean, God, if they have, that's amazing. And I certainly, to me, I would say unexpected.